Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest radio station on the planet. You are just listening to Whitney McClain, Bombs Away. Man, what an exciting day today. It's Celebrity Tuesdays. We have a real special treat for you guys. I'm pumped. I hope you guys are. We have one of the hottest music producers, and yes, he is the producer of one of the hottest television shows out, the number one. Everybody knows on Fox, Fox TV's Empire. So we are excited to talk with the one and only Nitwick. So we want you guys to call in 323-580-5749 and press that one. If you press that one, that will let us know you would like to speak to our guest. I do want to let you guys know that you can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Miss Nikki Rich, as well as at Nikki Rich Show LA. Man, we got the lines open right now. We got the social media open right now. We want everybody to be in tune. Shout out to the Nikki Rich Show team on the promo today. Everybody's going crazy and hard today. So much love to you guys. I do want to say, too, that right at Nikki Rich Show, we will be on our way to the Los Angeles Film School. We'll be interviewing the executives of Revolt today. So you're going to see us on that red carpet as well right after the show. Shout out to all the people that's listening in. Man, I don't want to keep our guests holding on any longer. Now, with no further ado, we would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, I would say the hottest producer there is, Nitwit. Welcome. How are you doing?
All right, and yourself, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Congrats to you on all your success. I mean, you're from San Diego, California, making things happen.
Yeah, I'm trying to. With the grace of God, you know, I'm trying to do the best that I can. So, you know, things are doing all, they moving and grooving. They doing okay right now.
Yes, and you're wearing so many hats. You're not only a producer, but you are also a hip-hop artist yourself. So, you know, you can relate to so many artists out there.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. I started as an artist. I've been a recording artist pretty much since I was 15 years old. I wrote my first record, so, you know, I go way back.
Now, who inspired you in the entertainment industry just to, you know, get started? Did you have any family members or anybody that you looked upon or like a mentor that inspired you?
Yeah, my uncles. My uncles, I had two uncles. Well, I got five uncles, but two of them, when I was a kid, they played instruments. One of them played the drums, the other one played the bass guitar, and they used to have a band, and they would practice in the garage. And I was just a kid, and I would come out there, and they didn't never make me leave. They would let me sit because I was really interested in what they was doing. So that's how I learned how to play instruments, and that's where I got bit by the music bug.
That's amazing. And just to, you know, to put in that hard work and to be where you are today, how does that feel? Just to be on, I would say, the number one album on the Billboard 200 charts, and just to be on Empire. How does that feel? You know, just to be a part of that movement, I would say.
It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. You know, I never thought that it would, you know, be as big as it ended up being. You know, I never thought that, not one bit. You know, I thought it was just going, okay, it's a TV show. I'm blessed to be able to produce for the TV show, and they accepted my music and everything. But you know, when it turned out to be the number one hit TV show, and then it just kept on growing each Wednesday, you know, it just kept on growing. It's like, oh, man,
yeah,
this is something serious.
And you know, we interviewed one of the cast, well, one of the persons that's been a part of there who acted as well, Soraya. And you know, more people that we come in contact to that's a part of the show, they say the same thing. They just never knew, you know, but look at how fast your life can change in a matter of just minutes, hours, you know, a day.
Yeah.
It's quick.
Most definitely.
You know?
Most definitely. Most definitely. I give all praise and the honor to God for, you know, for me even being blessed to be in that situation, you know, because, you know, without him, all things is possible. With him is all things possible. Without him, nothing is possible. So I give him all the praise for it.
Exactly. We just put all praises, you know, to God here, especially at the Nikki Rich Show. It's all about him, because we would not be here. You know, we would not have you on here. Look, we're blessed to have you, to share your story and your journey with us, you know, with all your hard work that you've been doing. I know also you've released a new single, I Can't Breathe, from the Machine Gun Nitty Project. Tell us a little bit about that.
The song or the album?
You can talk about it all.
Okay, well, you know, the I Can't Breathe joint, you know, me and my boy KR the Star from the group Royal Crown, we made this song way before, you know, any of the, mm-hmm. the things started, you know, like the Ferguson and, you know, Baltimore. It was way before that. It was like right after the young guy got shot, Trayvon. Mm-hmm. You know, and we just made the song, you know, and it spoke to our heart because it's like, man, come on, that was like senseless killing, you know what I mean? So it's like we just put the song together, and then I was holding on to it. I actually wasn't even going to put it on my record. It was somebody else that told me that, hey, you need to go ahead and put that thing on your record and release it so that people can hear that because they need to hear it. So I went ahead and I put it on my record, and it ended up being the first single, and it wasn't even supposed to be my first single either.
And it can be found, like, on your website, which is nitwit61.com. Also,
yep.
It can be found on Amazon, Google Play, Spotify, iTunes, and
yep.
so forth. And I know you've been pumping it out on Instagram, too.
Yeah.
You go to nitwit619, represent San Diego.
Exactly. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, I'm actually... I'm in the process of finishing shooting up the video. I'll be finished shooting the video tomorrow, and the video will be out next week sometime. We'll have it ready, and so I can go ahead and throw it out there. We're trying to push it out as soon as possible. We got the NAACP
mm-hmm.
involved in this song also now, so you know they're ready to go ahead and you know push the visual and everything and get behind the visual of the whole song too.
And not only that, you're in the community. You are also, you have your own ministry, you know, to reach the youth that are lost out there. So
yes.
I think it's great. You know, we are teachers, and it's great that teachers, mentors, people can reach those youth. It's not a lot of people out there to talk to them and guide them. So I think it's great, something that you're doing as well.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel, you know, I just personally always felt that it's a talent. God gave me the talent, and why use his talent that he's given me for something that's not going to benefit, you know, our people,
mm-hmm.
you know, to cause awareness to our people, you know, and that's the reason why I do what I do. I'm like, hey, if somebody had some, you know, a person in their life to tell them that, hey, it's a roadblock down the street, don't go down there, you know, I'm sure a lot of people wouldn't go that way. You know, and
mm-hmm.
I'm one that's trying to point that out to everybody, and you know that hey, it's a brighter light than what we're being shown in our communities.
Most definitely. Now, getting back to the music side of things, I want to go back to that topic. I want everybody
yep.
to know that you work with so many artists. You know, from independent to major is what we say. You know how everybody likes to say the major independent. But you work with
right.
some legendary people out there like Natalie Cole, Montel Jordan, Grammy
yep.
Award winning Crazy Bone, Bone Thugs and Harmony. I mean, Houdini, Curtis Blow, those are hip hop icons.
Icons,
you know?
Yeah.
Icons. And not only that, Timberland, Jim Beam, you know,
yep.
these dogs, people right here are, these are the heavy hitters in the industry.
Yeah, they are. I'm, you know, once again, I humble myself, you know, to be able to, was
mm-hmm.
able to be put in those positions, you know. All I am is I'm a humble person, put it that, I work with them. I did different things. I've never produced anything or nothing like that for Snoop
uh-huh.
Dogg or nothing. You know, I just was able to grace the stage at one of his performances, you know, and be able to on the same stage and share the stage with a lot of them people, you know, which was great.
That is amazing. And you bringing that and you keeping it, you know, that slow funk, I would say, and that ground sound here on the West Coast.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. That's major. And you know, just with all the hard work, you know, I want everybody to know that just from Fox Empire TV show, your music credits include singles like Can't Trust 'Em, featured in episode 108, as well as starring Yaz, played by Hakeem, written and produced by you, and also episode 112, Shady, as well, you know. You know, you've just been doing your thing, I would say, all year long. This is your time. It's all about you right now.
Right, right. You can't forget that battle rap scene at the end on the last episode, the 2-hour episode, that battle rap scene.
Rambo.
That's Mr. Rambo. That's all your boy. That's all me.
Yes, Mr. Rambo. That's fire. That's what I'm talking about. Now, I mean, and everybody was on that battle rap. Everybody was. You know, that's one of the major things.
Yeah, yeah. You know, even though Jamal had, he came with that fire and killed Mr. Rambo. But you know, I did what I did. I wish I could have played the character, but I wasn't able to go to Chicago and play the character. But it's cool.
Uh huh. It's cool. Now, will we be able to see you in the upcoming season, or you just feel once again?
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. I'm hoping. I get a small, you know, a small role. I'm hoping I get a small role. We ain't no for sure on that, but you will hear some more music from me on this next season because I'm actually working on new music as we speak. So.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, so I'm hoping to get that small role though. I want one.
You gonna get it, honey. You already did. You know, I tell people, you know, it's just truly amazing. You there?
Yeah. I hope everybody feel the same way. You know, the people feel the same way about me like that. If they feel the same way about me like that, then that's cool. That's all good.
Mhm. Most definitely. Now, is there anything you would like to share with the people out there?
Well, I just want to share that, you know, you heard the music that I did on Empire. I have a new album out right now. You can get it directly from me off of my website, www.nitwit61.com. You can follow me Twitter, Nitwit619. Follow me IG, Nitwit619. Facebook, Nitwit619. Pick up my record. You like anything I did on Empire, pick up my record. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee you.
And we got to get that live in-person interview, too.
Yeah, whenever you're ready. Just let me know. I'll come up there.
Yeah, come to L.A. You know, we got to make it happen.
Yeah, whenever you want me to come up there, I will most definitely be up there. I came up there and did the Black Hollywood, so, you know, I would definitely come up there and get down with you, too.
For sure. You know, we ready.
Okay. Let's make it happen.
Most definitely. I'm just so, you know, glad you're able to come on, too. And I got just a few callers, so we're going to open up the phone lines real quickly, and then we're going to wind it down, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, we got 615. You're on the air. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
My name is Mimi Solis, and I'm calling from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hi, welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing? My question was, for independent artists, is there a way that we could submit our music to be seen if it could get played on Empire?
To be truthfully honest, nah. It's really not a way to be submitted, you know. The game is not what you know. The music game is not what you know. It's who you know, you know. And that's how I actually got put in it. That's how I got put in it, because who I know, you know. And you know, I haven't seen anybody that was able to like, okay, yeah, you know, can I submit here? You know, give you a website to submit here, or anything like that. No, but me myself, I tell you that if you got something hot and if you got talent, you can send something to me, I'll listen to it, and then, you know, I hit you back and be like, hey, maybe we can work something out. I might be able to use your song, tweak your song a little bit, and send it off and see what happens.
Okay, that'll be what's up.
All righty.
You know, that's real good.
So you can hit my website, www.61.com, nitwit61.com, and you can leave me a message there and leave all your info there. And actually, you can attach one of your songs there too if you want me to listen to it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you all.
So much. Thank you.
All right.
And where are you calling from again? I'm sorry. Okay.
I think she hung up already.
All right. Now, thank you so much. Now, to everybody listening in, also, you know, I always like to tell people it's great to do your research. It's key to do your research, you know. And like you said, it's about who you know. Build those relationships first, you know. Don't just want to jump into everything so fast, you know.
Right,
you want to build those relationships. You want to network. You want people to hear your music, you know. Be able to give that feedback and say, hey, guys, this might work. Because some things won't work for TV.
Exactly.
But something might not work for TV. It might work better for a game.
Yep.
There's all kind of submissions. So, yeah, most definitely. It's so much you can do.
Right, right. And like you said, the number one key is building relationships. I think a lot of people forget, you know, that the thing, you know, forget that major part of it. You know, it's building a relationship. You gotta let these people get to know everybody, whoever you're dealing with. Let them get to know who you are, your person, when what you are, what you about, and your music. You know, it's like let me give you my music. Now, it don't work like that no more. If they don't know who you is or know you through somebody else, 10 times out of 10, they not gonna listen to it.
Exactly. That's true, and I'm so glad you're here and you're able to explain, you know, because, like, people I'm just saying for the people in the industry and for some that's not, they are not aware or some are not even educated on how things are moved. It's about your network, and it's about those relationships. That's how it moves.
Yep. Yes.
To be honest.
Yes,
you know?
That's exactly how I move. You're 100% right, 100%.
So if you know, it's not just about getting on. You know, it's about building that relationship, and because everybody music won't, you know, and you can submit, but you know, it still might not get on.
Right, that's true.
I'm so glad, you know. We got one of the hottest music producers of Fox Empire.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on too. I followed you on Twitter. I'm on Twitter too because I seen you had hit me on Twitter and left a message. So I followed you on Twitter. So now I got you on my Twitter too.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes. Much love. And we're so glad to have you. You know, you keep doing your thing. And, you know, like I said, we got to schedule that live interview, too. And we also have sisters, you know, and brother stations that I work with as well. So we can tell you about that, too. You know, have you as a guest on those stations in Atlanta and California here, too. So that's awesome. Yeah,
that'll
for
work.
Sure.
But that'll work. I need to send get you a CD. Thank you.
That's
I need to get you a CD so you can have a CD, you know, and listen to it, get your groove on.
Yes, please. I need that freestyle.
Yeah, it's going to sound like garbage over this cell phone, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I come up there real live in person, most definitely. You'll get one. I'll give you one,
okay.
No doubt. That's a promise.
Now, do you mind shouting out the Nikki Rich Show so we can play in our future shows? Let everybody know who you are and shout out the Nikki Rich Show.
No problem. Hey, y'all, this is Nitwit, Nitwit 619, San Diego, SESD, keeping it live and direct. Shout out to Nikki Rich, the Nikki Rich Show, for having me on. You know, check out Empire Season 2. It's going to be live. You don't want to miss it. I know y'all going to tune in. And if you got Hulu and everything else that thing is playing on Season 1, go back and listen to Season 1 and listen to it. And you know, check the credits. Check the credits. Nitwit is on there. Check your credits.
Most definitely. Nitwit, that's what I'm talking about. Well, I say God bless and thank you for being our guest tonight.
No problem. Thank you.
Much love. Everybody,
much love.
You were just listening to Nitwit. Make sure you connect on social media. He's on there. He's working. He's making it happen. So definitely connect on social media. And, you know, it's about building. Build those relationships. Shout out to all the callers that called in. Much love to you. You know, we're going to wind things down. We're on our way to interview the executives of Revolt Red Carpet. Y'all on social media, y'all going to be seeing us rock it out. Much love to everybody. We're going to end, and as we always do, by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And tonight we end by saying God bless. God bless you all, and have a great day. Great night.
Yo, I never fought Wayne, I never fought Drake. All my life, man, fuck's sake. If I did, I menage with him and let him eat my arrows like a cupcake. My man fool, he just ate. I don't duck nobody but tape. Yeah, that was a setup for a punchline on duct tape. Worry about if my butt's fake. Worry about John, we can us straight. These girls are my sons, John and Kate. Plus eight, when I walk in, sit up straight. I don't give a fuck if I was late. Dinner with my man on a G5 is my idea of an update. Hut, hut one, hut, hut two. Big pity, big butt two. Up, up with them real niggas who don't tell niggas what they up to. Had the shell bitch with a top beard. Ring finger with a rock ears. These couldn't test me, even if their name was Pop Quiz. Mad bitch who I fuck with. Mad bitch we don't fuck with. I don't fuck with them chickens unless they last name is Cutlet. Let it soak in like seasoning. And tell them, blow me. Lance, even.
Freeze every bottle and cup in the sky. Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. Nothing but bad bad dipping here tonight. Oh, if you lame and you know it, be quiet. Nothing but real news only. Bad bitches only. Rich news only. Independent.